بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. نعم. Today this is our session number 12. 12th session reading from lessons in Arabic language. Medina Book 3, Dr. Fahd Abd Rahim, Islamic University Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And today, بإذن الله تعالى, we hope to complete what remains from lesson number 4. That is the exercises number 5 through 11. So what we're going to do today, بإذن الله تعالى, we're going to start with a quick overview of the English key, the three points of the English key on pages 24 and 25. And then we're going to look at the exercises that remain, starting with exercise number 5 from page 45 until exercise 11 on page 47. And then we're going to also look at the diagram of the hand, including the 7 words that are descriptions of parts of the hand on page 48. So, let's begin with the overview of the English key for lesson number 4, beginning on page 24. So this lesson is a very important lesson, which gives us 3 points that are of importance, each one of them. The first 2 points are related to the composition of words, any patterns, awzan for words that we're going to see all the time. Yani the ism, al-fa'il, active participle, and the ism, al-maf'ul, the passive participle. So these are patterns for words that we're going to see yani all the time. In everything that we read or that we hear, we're going to see this type of word, the active participle on the pattern of fa'il and the passive participle on the pattern of maf'ul. Active participle, we mentioned last week, is the pattern derived from a verb to denote the one who does the action. Yani the active participle is the noun that indicates or points to the one who does the action of a verb. Its pattern is fa'il. Yani the first radical takes fatha alif and the second radical takes kasra. Fa'il. It indicates the one who did the action. As we said last week, from kataba you have katibun, a writer. From saraqa we have sariqun, one who stole, or a thief. From abada you have abidun, the one who performs the act of worship. From khalaqa you have khaliqun, the one who creates. And similarly, the ism al-maf'ul, the passive participle, is on the pattern of maf'ul, meaning the first radical has sukun preceded by mim with fatha. Yani the first radical, the first root letter, takes sukun preceded by mim with fatha. Maf. The second radical, the ayn, the second radical takes dhamma elongated by waw. Maf'ul. So for example, from qatala we have maqtul, the one who was killed. From khalaqa we have makhluq, the one who was that thing, or the one who was created. From sarra you have masrur, the one who is pleased. And from kasara you have maksur, that which is broken. So we can see, for example, from any particular verb you can derive the active participle and the passive participle by following the pattern. From qatala, yani on the pattern of fa'il, you have qatil, the one who did the action of killing, and maqtul, the one who was killed. From khalaqa you have the active participle on the pattern of fa'il, khaliqun, And you have yani the passive participle on the pattern of maf'ul, makhluq, khaliq, makhluq, and so on. Katib, maktub. Alright, so this these two patterns are very important and they're very common. We're going to see them frequently. And we can derive any words from verbs by using these patterns. The third point that we had in this lesson from the English key is what is known as ما الحجازية. ما الحجازية. Yani, which is the ما, which acts like the verb ليس. Yani, in the language of the people of Hijaz, it does the same work or action of ليس, in the language of the people of the Hijaz. So, it is used with a jumla ismiya, mubtada and khabar, and its action is that the mubtada remains marfu'un and the khabar becomes mansub, just like with laysa. So in the same way that the sentence, for example, al-baytu jadidun, with laysa you say laysa al-baytu jadidan, same thing with ma, ma al-baytu jadidan. And just like laysa, the khabar may have attached to it or prefixed to it the preposition ba, which would make it majrur. So the khabar, if it has ba attached to it, instead of it being mansub, it will become majrur. So in the same way that we said with laysa, you can say al-baytu jadidun, yani you can say laysa al-baytu bi jadidin. Same thing, you can say ma al-baytu bi jadidin. Alright, and we looked at this last week and we saw some examples of it, and we also saw its use in the dialogue, the text that we read for lesson 4 on page 41 and 42. And we're going to come back to it a little bit in this lesson as we go through the remaining exercises. Okay, so last week we did exercise number 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And very importantly, in exercise number 2, the ism fa'il is explained in Arabic. Yani that, for example, the word as-sariqu is ismun yadullu ala man qama bis-sariqa. And this is on page 43, exercise number 2. Yani explaining the ism fa'il. As-sariqu is the ism, the noun, يَدُلُّ عَلَى مَنْ قَامَ بِالسَّرِقَةِ. It points to the one who performed the action of stealing. وَهُوَ مُشْتَقٌ مِنْ سَرَقَ يَسْرِقُ. And it is derived from the verb سَرَقَ يَسْرِقُ, the مَبْنِيٌ لِلْمَعْلُومِ. وَيُسَمَّ إِسْمُ فَعْلٍ, and it is known or called the ism fa'il, and the ism fa'il is ism masugun lima waqa'a minhu al-fi'lu. The ism fa'il is formulated, is shaped, is formed, is fashioned, lima, for that which, waqa'a minhu al-fi'lu, that which the action occurred from it, as opposed to what we're going to be looking at today, the ism maf'ul, yani, is derived from the verb to point to the one to whom the action occurred to, not the one who did the action. So ism fa'il, we said, is masug lima waqa'a minhu al-fi'l wa huwa ala wazn fa'il, like alim, jahil, dha'ib. That's what we said last week. And today, as we go through the exercise, we want to look at what is said concerning the ism maf'ul. So we're going to start with exercise number 5. And it's very important, yani in reviewing this lesson, that these two exercises, number 2 and exercise number 5, give us the Arabic explanation of these two important points, the patterns for fa'il and maf'ul. So, in point number 5, or exercise number 5, page 45, it says, masruqun. Masruqun. Ismun yadullu ala ma waqa'at alayhi as-sariqatu. Yani masruq is an ism, a noun, that points to that which waqa'at alayhi sariqa, yani that the action of stealing occurred to it. Yani it's the thing that was stolen. So sariq, yani points to, yani this pattern points to man qama bisariqa, the one who did the stealing, and masruq yadullu ala ma waqa'a alayhi sariqa, yani the thing that was stolen. Wa mushtaqqun min suriqa. Note that in exercise number 2 we said that sariq huwa mushtaqqun min sa'raqa yasriqu. Here we're saying that masruq huwa mushtaqqun min suriqa. Min suriqa. And if we looked at the mudari, we would say yusraqu. So the point here is, right, what this infaal is derived from the fi'l mabniyun lil ma'loom, saraqa yasriqu, and the ism maf'ool is derived from al fi'l al mabniyun lil majhool, from the passive form of the verb. So we don't say that masruq is derived from saraqa yasriqu, we say it's derived from suriqa. Suriqa yusraqu. وَيُسَمَّ ism maf'ul, and it is named or called ism maf'ul. The ism maf'ul is ismun masugun min al-fi'li al-mabani lil-majhul. And the ism maf'ul is formulated, it's a noun that's formulated from the verb that is structured for the majhul, yani the fa'il that is not mentioned or not known. That's the form of the verb that is derived from the mabni lil-majhul لِدَلَالَةِ عَلَى مَا وَقَعَ عَلَيْهِ الْفِعْلِ, to point to that which the action occurred to. And again, I want to compare the Arabic language between the explanation of the ism fa'il and the ism maf'ul, so that we can see clearly in the Arabic language the difference between the two. Sariq masuq ism, yani point in exercise number 2, sariq ism fa'il, yani is ism masuq lima waqa'a minhu al-fi'l, yani it is derived or formulated for that which the action occurred from it, it's the doer of the action. And here ism maf'ul, we said, is ism masuqun min al-fi'l al-mabni lil-majhul lid-dalalati ala ma waqa'a alayhi al-fi'l, ma waqa'a alayhi al-fi'l. So the ism fa'il is formulated lima waqa'a minhu al-fi'l, and the ism maf'ul is lima waqa'a alayhi al-fi'lu. So one of them, the action occurred from it, and the other one, the action occurred to it. The fa'il is the one the action occurred from it, and the maf'ul is the one that the action occurred to it. Wa huwa ala wazni maf'ul min fi'l al-thulathi al-mujarrad. Its pattern, yani the ism maf'ul, its pattern is maf'ul, mim with fatha attached to the first radical with sukun, second radical takes dhamma elongated by waw. Alright, so this explanation we should have read carefully for homework, and everybody should be familiar with it. What is important here is that we actually begin to understand the explanation of these things, not just from the English key, but also from the Arabic explanations. Because as we advance further in Arabic language and we begin to study Arabic from Arabic books, pure Arabic books, all Arabic, it will be important for us to understand these explanations in Arabic and the language that's used. So knowing that this is called the active participle and the passive participle might be useful to a person who has studied English grammar in some depth, so that they understand these English terminologies. But if a person hasn't studied English grammar in depth or has forgotten it, then those terminologies might not have any meaning to us, so it's important that we understand the Arabic terminology, how they're used and what they mean. Alright, so this exercise number 2 and exercise number 5 is very important for us to compare and to read carefully and to understand and comprehend. Okay, that being said, we want to look at what is required for this exercise number 5 after this explanation that the word masruq is a noun that points to the one or the thing to whom the action fell upon or occurred to, and it's derived from the yani fi'l al-mabniyun lil-majhul, yani from suriqa yusraqu, to point to that one or that thing to whom the action occurred to. Its pattern is maf'ul, as opposed to what we saw last week, the pattern of fa'il. And note that in the end of this explanation here it says, وَهُوَ عَلَى وَزْنِ مَفْعُول مِنَ الْفِعْلَ الثُلَاثِيِّ الْمُجَرَّدِ, yani that its pattern, its wazn is maf'ul, derived from الفعل الثلاثي المجرد, yani the triliteral verb that doesn't have any extra letters added to it, as opposed to the ثلاثي مزيد where extra letters are added, like the middle radical is doubled, as in كسر كسر ودرس درس. Okay, that means that extra letter is added, that's mazid. We're talking about the thulathi mujarrad, and the point here is that, as we'll see later on, when we start studying some of the other forms of the verb, the second form, fa'ala, and the third form, fa'ala, and the fourth form, afa'ala, as we see these forms in this level 3 and in level 4, we'll come to know that the ism fa'il and the ism maf'ul, for those mazid forms, is standard. It's a standard form. Okay? And that standard form is just going to be any changing a vowel. Yani with the vowel kasra, it's fa'il, and with the vowel fatah, it's maf'ul. So that's something that we're going to be looking at later on, but the point I'm really indicating here is that the wording here at the end of this explanation, min al-fi'l al-thulathi al-mujarrad, the reason why this is mentioned is because the fi'l al-thulathi al-mazid has a different rule for the fa'il and maf'ul. And all of the mazid forms of the verb have a rule that's common to all of them, that's different than this pattern that's used for the triliteral verbs that don't have any extra letters added to them. Okay, if this is not crystal clear right now, inshallah, will become clear later on in the end of this level 3 course, or as we take more forms of the verbs in the level 4. Okay, after this, we're in exercise number 5, page 45. It says, استخرج من الدرس أسماء المفعولين. يعني extract from the lesson, يعني the dialogue in the beginning of the Arabic lesson, أسماء المفعولين. يعني أسماء, the plural of اسم, مفعولين, the plural of مفعول. يعني the nouns that are on the pattern of مفعول. الواردة, that have been mentioned, فيه, يعني في الدرس. Extract from the lesson the nouns on the pattern of مفعول that have been mentioned in the lesson, in the dialogue. واذكر ما كل واحد منها, and mention with each one of them, each ism مفعول that you find in the lesson, mention with each one of them الفعل المشتق منه على نحو التالي. So every time you find an ism maf'ul in the dialogue, they want you also to do what? To mention along with it, with each one of them, the al-fi'l al-mushtaqqa minhu, yani the verb that it is derived from, the verb that that ism fa'il, ism maf'ul is derived from. Okay, so we saw this kind of exercise previously for the ism fa'il with exercise number 2. And now we're doing the same thing, going back to the dialogue in the beginning of the lesson on page 41 and 42, and looking for nouns on the pattern of maf'ul. And we want to mention with each one of them the verb that is derived from. Okay, so we're not going to read the whole dialogue again, but as I mentioned last week, yani, or I've numbered each line, even if there's only one word on a line, I numbered each line of the dialogue on the first page from 1 through 17, and on the second page from 1 through 13. So I'm going to just say in the first line, second line, third line, fourth line, where we found the ism fa'il. Okay, so on the first page, If we go down 1, 2, 3, 4 to the fourth line, Khalid said, "Nahnu masroorun." We are very happy. Yani that all of them in his class were successful, passed the exam. Masroorun. So masroorun is the plural of masroor, and masroor is on the pattern of maf'ul. From surra yusarru. From surra, yani the mabni lil majhul. From surra yusarru masroor. And here we have its plural masroorun, sound masculine plural. Okay, next, that was line 4. In line 5, 6, 7. In line 7, Hamid says, ma nadri, yani we don't know. Yani the teacher asks, who wrote something on the board? Hamid says, ma nadri, wajadnahu maktuban indama dakhalna al-fasl. We don't know who wrote it. We found it maktuban, written, when we entered the classroom. So this word maktuban is from the mabni lil majhul kataba, kutiba yuktabu. From the verb kataba, but it's mabni lil majhul form, kutiba yuktabu. Kutiba maktuban. The reason why it's derived from the mabni lil majhul is because it's not actively doing an action, rather the action is happening to it, so it's passive. It's passive, okay? Something is happening to it, it's not doing something. The fa'il, active participle, yani ism fa'il, is derived from the mabni lil majhul, yani where the one who's doing the action of the verb is mentioned. Here, the one who's doing the action of the verb in the mabni lil majhul is not mentioned, so it's passive. And likewise, the ism, yani maf'ul, is passive. Something is happening to it, it's not doing anything itself. So it's not the katib, one who's doing the writing, rather it's the maktub, the thing that has been written. In the next line, 8, right after that, Hamid goes on to say, yutraku al-fasla, the classroom is left, maftuhan, open, fayadkhuluhu tullabun min jihatin mukhtalifatin. The classroom is left maftuhan, open. So students from every direction, from different directions, enter the classroom. Anybody can enter it, so anyone could have written it on the board. The point is, the word maftuhan is from fataha, but we want the mabni lil majhul form, so we say it's from futiha, dhamma kasra, futiha yuftahu. So maftuhan is from futiha, to be opened. So it means, yani, it's the noun that indicates that the thing that the action of opening occurred to it, it is, yani, it has been left opened, maftuhan. In the next line, the teacher says, ماذا نعملو? What shall we do? فالقفل مكسور. The lock is broken. And again, here we have ism maf'ul, maksurun. Yani from the verb kasara, but we want the mabni lil majhul, kusira, dhamma kasra. Kusira yuksabu, yuksaru. Kusira yuksaru. To be broken. So here we say the lock is what? The lock has been broken. Somebody broke it. Maksurun. And then there's nothing else, yani ism maf'ul, on this page 41. So we go to page 42, and again I numbered from the top of the page 42 to the bottom. I numbered each line, even if it only has one word on it, I numbered from 1 through 13. So in the first line, second line, third line, fourth line, we have the teacher saying, ma ana bighafilin amma ta'malu ya mansuru. I am not unmindful. Ma ana. Yani this is ma'al hijaziya. And it has the same meaning as laysa. Ma ana bighafilin. But here, yani the khabar is not mansub because it's preceded by the preposition be. Ma ana bighafilin amma ta'malu ya mansuru. I am not unmindful, unaware of what you are doing, O Mansur. So the word Mansur is on the pattern of maf'ul. from Nusira, Yunsaru. Nusira. Yani Nasara, Mabni lil Majhul, Nusira, Dhamma Kasra. Yunsaru. It means the one who was given Nasr, given yani victory or help or support. That's line 4. Then we go down to line 5, 6, 7. There's only one word on that line. It's from the teacher's speech from the previous line. The teacher said, La asmahu laka bidhalika. I will not give you permission for that. I will not allow it. ألا تعرف أن الخروج في أثناء الدرس ممنوع. And he didn't, don't you know that going out during the lesson is ممنوع. It's prohibited. It's not allowed. It's not permissible. ممنوع. So this word ممنوع is a ism مفعول from منع. يعني on the, for the مبني للمجهول مونيع يمنع to be prohibited. ممنوع, that which is prohibited. And then that's pretty much it, except that we have Mansur again coming in the last line, the final line of the sentence. The teacher says, Ahsanta ya Mansur. Alright, so these are the ism maf'ul that came in this lesson. Masrurun from Suri, from Surra, Yusarru, Masrurun. Then we had Maktubun, Kutiba, Yuktabu. Maftuhun from Futiha, Yuftahu. Maksurun from Qusira, Yuksaru. And then we had Mansurun from Nusira, Yunsaru. And Mamnu'un from Muni'a, Yumna'u. Now, okay, that's exercise number 5. Exercise number 6, the instruction says, at the end of exercise number 5, after the instruction for what we have to do, and they did give us, I neglected to read, in the instruction that we have to find the verb that it comes from, they gave us an example. Okay, I should have read that before we did the exercise, no problem. In any case, the example was ism maf'ul is maktub, and then they wanted us to give us the past tense and present tense form of the verb that it is derived from in the mabni lil majhul form. Kutiba yuktabu. So that's what we just got finished doing. For maktub we had kutiba yuktabu, and for maftu futiha yuftahu, and maksur kusira yuksaru, and so on. Okay, exercise number 6 says sug, yani formulate, shape, fashion or mold. Sug أسماء المفعولين, يعني the nouns on the pattern of مفعول. أسماء being the plural of اسم, مفعولين being the plural of مفعول. Nouns on the pattern of مفعول من الأفعال الآتية, from the following verbs. So they give us a list of verbs. And this exercise, alhamdulillah, is contained in this page. We don't have to turn to the next page to complete this exercise. But there are two columns. Okay, so on the right side we have, beginning with قُتِلَ عُلِمَ سُئِلَ down to كُسِرَ. And then on the left side we have another line of 7 verbs, وُلِدَ كُرِهَ أُكِلَ, and so on. So what we have to do is derive or formulate the ism maf'ul from the following verbs. They give us the fi'l, and in the blank space under ism maf'ul, we have to put the ism maf'ul that's derived from it for the first column of verbs, and then on the left side for the second column of verbs. So we're going to start on the right side. Start on the right side. Now, with the first verb. Under al-fi'lu, qutila. And it's from the verb qatala, to kill, right? Qutila is the mabniyun lil majhul. Yani it's the verb form that has been structured to be used in a sentence where the fa'il, the doer of the action, is majhul, is unknown, or unmentioned, not mentioned. So if you say qutila, it means he was killed without saying who killed him, right? So qutila is the verb. What is the ism maf'ul that's derived from it? Any on the pattern of maf'ul. So the root letters are qaf, ta, and lam. We put sukun on the first root letter, the qaf, preceded by meem with fatah, became maq. And then the second radical, the ta, takes dhamma elongated by waw, maqtul. So the ism fa'il from qutila is maqtul, going down. Ulima, yani from knowledge to be known, ulima. Again, the same pattern. Yani the first radical, the ayn, takes sukoon preceded by meem with fatah. The second radical, lam, takes dhamma elongated by waw, became ma'loom. Meem, fatah, ayn, sukoon. Ma'loom. Yani something that became known. Alim is the one who knows, and ma'loom is something that is known. Known. People know about it. Number three, su'ila. Yani it's from the verb sa'ala. This is the mabni lil-majhool form. Su'ila. Yani sa'ala means he asked. Su'ila means he was asked. Without saying who asked him. Su'ila, mabniun lil-majhool. The fa'il is not mentioned. So the ism maf'ul from su'ila, the first radical seen takes sukoon, preceded by meem with fatah. The second radical, hamza, takes dhamma elongated by waw, became mas'oolun, mas'oolun. And here, by the way, I should mention that in writing this word, there is something concerning the rules of hamza and the seat for hamza. Here the seat for hamza should be a waw, mas'ool. Yani the hamza should be written on top of waw, mas'oolun. Number four, shuriba. Yani from the verb to drink, shuriba, mabni lil-majhool, shuriba. Shariba means he drank, shuriba means it was drank. Somebody drank it, shuriba. The ism maf'ool, the thing that was drank. Yani, the first radical, sheen, takes sukoon, preceded by meem with fatah. The second radical, ra, takes dhamma elongated by waw. It became what? Mashroob. Mashroob. Something that was drank. Number five, quri'a. Quri'a. Yani, from qara'a to read, quri'a, it was read. The thing that was read, ism maf'ul, maqru'un. Maqru'un. Here again, in terms of the writing of the word, the hamza in this case, because of the rules of hamza, how it is written, is not written on any seat. Hamza is not written on any seat. So it should be written meem fatah, qaf, sukoon, ra, dhamma, elongated by waw, and then hamza written on the line without a seat. Maqru'un, that which has been read. Something that has been read. The sixth line, wujida, from wajada to find, wujida, it was found. The ism maf'ul, mawjudun. Mawjudun. And the last line of the right column, last line, has kusira, from kasara to break. Kusira, mabni lil-majhool. It was broken. Without mentioning who broke it, the ism maf'ul, maksurun. Going to the left column, at the top of the left column, we have wulida. Wulida, was born. He was born, or it was born. From walada. Wulida is the mabni lil-majhool for that which was born, without mentioning who gave birth to it. Wulida. The ism maf'ul, mawludun. Mawludun. Yani, a child that was born. The next word, quriha. Quriha. Yani, that which is disliked. Quriha. Yani, from something that's disliked or detested or hated. The ism maf'ul, the first radical, kaf, takes sukoon, preceded by meem with fatah. Second radical, ra, takes dhamma elongated by waw, became makruhun. So this is one of the words that we are using. When we are talking about the legal rulings concerning things, we say something is haram, forbidden, or it is makruh, something disliked, hated, or detested. Makruhun. means that which is disliked. And it's not absolutely haram, but it's disliked. It's detestable. It's hated. Disgusting. Makruh. Then we have ukila, from akala to eat. Ukila, yani it was eaten. And the ism maf'ul is ma'akulun. And again, in terms of writing the hamza, in this case, the hamza in ma'akul, mim fatah, hamza with sukoon written on top of alif. Ma'akulun. Kaf, dhamma, waw, followed by lam. The next word is dufina. Yani, something that was buried. Dufina. The thing that was buried is ism maf'ul madfunun. Something that has been buried. Like buried in the earth. Madfunun. Ghusila, from washing. Ghusila, the ism maf'ul maghsulun. Khuliqa, something that was created. The ism maf'ul makhluqun, makhluqun. And finally, fusila, which means to be discharged or dismissed or separated or removed. Fusila, yani the ism maf'ul mafsulun. And you say the student is mafsul, meaning that he has been discharged or dismissed or suspended from school. Mafsul, he has been separated from his classmates, from attending the class. Fusila. Okay, after this, by the way, this exercise is a very important exercise. It's a good exercise in practicing, formulating the ism maf'ul from the fi'l al-mabni lil-majhool. The fi'l al-mabni lil-majhool. Okay, turning to the next page. Turning to the next page, 46. We have a continuation of this particular matter, that is the ism maf'ul. And we have exercise number 7. It says, ayyin asma' asma'a al-fa'ilin. Asma' al-fa'ilin. Ayyin, identify, point out the nouns which are fa'ilin. Asma' al-fa'ilin. Wa asma al maf'ulin, and the nouns that are on the pattern of maf'ul. So here we have a combination of both of these two patterns, the pattern of fa'il and the pattern of maf'ul. The active participle, ism fa'il, and the passive participle, ism maf'ul. Identify the asma al fa'ilin wa asma al maf'ulin fi ma yali, and what follows. Dha'a khattan, khattan, wahidan, تحت الأولى وخطين تحت الثانية. يعني put خطا واحدا, one line under الأولى, the first of them, the أسماء الفاعلين. وخطين, and two lines تحت الثانية, يعني the second of them, the أسماء المفعولين. One line under the اسم فاعل and two lines under the اسم مفعول. So we're going to identify any word that came in these sentences that's an ism fa'il, and any word that's an ism maf'ul. Okay, 10 sentences. The first sentence, and by the way, identifying the ism fa'il and maf'ul, and the point is to be able to recognize these patterns, to know what's the active participle and what's the passive participle, to know which noun indicates the one who does the action and distinguish it from the noun that indicates the one that the action was done to. The one who wrote and the thing that was written. The one who killed and the one that was killed. Okay, that's the first point. The second point is also practicing our reading skills and our comprehension skills and the grammatical rules that we learned in this lesson and in previous lessons, as well as the vocabulary. So all of that is combined in this exercise. The primary point is to be able to identify the ism fa'il from the ism maf'ul. But as well, we should also be translating and practicing our reading skills, reading out loud, and making sure that we comprehend, that we know the vocabulary and the grammatical rules that's in each sentence. Okay, sentence number 1. قال المدير للطالبين من منكما الضارب ومن المدروب. قال المدير, the principal said, للطالبين, to the two students, طالبين, مثنى, duo. The teacher, the principal said to the two students, للطالبين, he's speaking to two students, he said, من منكما, which one of the two of you, كما is the second person, duo form, يعني pronoun, من منكما, which one of you two, who from the two of you is الضارب, the one who did the hitting, ومن المضروب, and who is the one that was hit. الضارب is the ism فاعل, and المضروب is the ism مفعول, يعني from ضرب يضرب, يعني the ism مفعول is from ضرب يضرب, to hit or to strike someone. طيب, sentence number 2, فر القاتل ونقل المقتول إلى المستشفى. فر means to flee, to escape. فر القاتل, the killer fled the scene. ونقل المقتول, and the one who was killed was carried. نقل, was carried إلى المستشفى, was carried to the hospital. And maybe he was still living, and he died when he got to the hospital. فر القاتل ونقل المقتول إلى المستشفى. القاتل is the ism فاعل, the one who did the action of killing. And the مقتول is the ism مفعول, the one who was killed. And by the way, نقل, يعني نقل means to carry something, to convey it, to transport it. So نقل, يعني is the مبني للمجهول, يعني the مقتول was نقل, he was carried. He didn't carry anything, he himself was carried. مبني للمجهول, without saying who carried him. And the point of the فعل المبني للمجهول is that the action is mentioned without mentioning who did it. Alright, so we said when we studied this, يعني مبني للمجهول, verb forms, we said that when this verb form is used, the فاعل, the one who did the action, is not mentioned. But rather, the مفعول به now comes and takes its place and becomes known as the نائب فاعل. So the مفعول به, the one who was carried, is the مقتول. Here it became the نائب فاعل, and as the نائب فاعل, we said that it is taking the same ruling as the فاعل, so it's مرفوع with ضمة. نقل المقتول, without saying who carried him, he was carried to the hospital. Number 3. قبضنا, قبضنا على السارق ولكننا لم نجد لديه المال المسروق. قبضنا, يعني we captured, we grabbed hold of the سارق, the thief. لكننا, however, we لم نجد, did not find لديهم, لديهي, we didn't find with him, يعني in his possession, لديهي, لم نجد لديهي, المال المسروق, the money that was stolen. Okay, so in this sentence we have السارق, the اسم فاعل, the one who did the action of سرقة, stealing, and we have المسروق, the thing that the action of stealing occurred to, the thing that was stolen. The سارق اسم مفعول, the مسروق اسم, the سارق اسم فاعل, and the مسروق اسم مفعول. Number 4. أذان المسجد النبوي مسموع في بعض, in some books it has في جميع أنحاء المدينة المنورة. And in my book it has بعض أحياء, but I remember some students previously mentioned that in their book it had جميع, في جميع الأحياء, وجميع أحياء المدينة المنورة. So the meaning of this sentence, أذان المسجد النبوي, the أذان, the call to prayer from the Prophet's Masjid, is مسموع, is heard, في بعض أحياء المدينة المنورة. In some, وإن في جميع أحياء المدينة المنورة, or in all of the districts or neighborhoods of المدينة. What is important here is the word مسموع, from يعني the verb سمع, to hear. Of course, we are looking at the مبني للمجهول form, which is سمع. يعني سمع became ضم كسر, سمع يسمع. The أذان is مسموع, it is heard. سامع is the one who hears. مسموع is the thing that was heard. Number 5. قلت للبقال أيوجد لديك دجاج مذبوح مذبوح. قلت للبقال, I said to the grocer, أيوجد لديك, is there, يعني with you, do you, is there found with you, يعني from وجد to find. يوجد is the مبني للمجهول. Is it found لديك with you دجاج chicken مذبوح that has been يعني ذبح slaughtered. Meaning أيوجد لديك means do you have, عندك. أيوجد لديك mean عندك, means عندك, do you have. دجاج مذبوح, chicken that has been slaughtered, يعني in the Islamic manner. So again, يعني مذبوح is the اسم مفعول from ذبح يذبح, يعني that which has been slaughtered, the throat cut and the blood drained, يعني slaughtered. بسم الله, in the name of Allah. Number 6. هذا الطالب مفصول. هذا الطالب مفصول. This student is مفصول, يعني is dismissed, is يعني discharged, suspended. This student is suspended. هذا الطالب مفصول. Here the word that we're looking at is the اسم مفعول مفصول, from فصل يفصل, فصل مفصول. And here I just remind us that الطالب, and in terms of the إعراب, remember that the noun that has ألف لام, when it follows the اسم إشارة, هذا or هذه or ذلك or تلك or أولئك or هؤلاء, the اسم إشارة, when it's followed by a noun with ألف لام, that's a بدل construction. So the meaning here is هذا الطالب, this student, and he's pointing to the student. This student is مفصول, suspended. Number 7. لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. This is a hadith that we mentioned previously. لا طاعة, there's absolutely no obedience, لمخلوق, to that which is created, any created being, في معصية الخالق, if it involves disobedience to the creator. يعني no created being, not a king, a governor, a president, or anyone else, is to be obeyed in disobedience to the creator. So in this statement we have المخلوق, the اسم مفعول, the one that has been created, and we also have الخالق, the اسم فاعل, the one who did the act of creation, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Number 8. هذا بيض مسلوق. This is an egg, and a boiled egg. A boiled egg. مسلوق. From سلق, the verb سلق, to boil something in water. Right? Or to cook something, to boil, basically. The مبني, the فعل مبني للمجهول is سلق. يسلق. سلق, يعني something that was boiled. Here the اسم فاعل is مسلوق, from سين لام and قاف. The first radical takes sukun, preceded by meme with fatah. The second radical, lam, from suliqa, the lam, takes dhamma, elongated by waw. Masluq, boiled. Baydun, masluqun, a boiled egg. Notice here the difference in this sentence number 8, between this and sentence number 6. Hadha talibu, this student. And here we don't have the ism ishara followed by alif lam. Hadha baydun. So the meaning here, this is an egg. And then it has a nat or sifa, masluq, yani a boiled egg. So in this sentence, hadha baydun, that's a complete sentence, mubtada and khabar. But in the previous sentence, number 6, hadha talibu is a mubtada, hadha is the mubtada, and talibu is the badal, and mafsul is the khabar. So hadha talibu is not a sentence by itself, it's just a mubtada and a badal. But in the sentence number 8, hadha baydun, that's a complete sentence. Mubtada and khabar, followed by masluk, which is a not. I hope it's clear. I mean, this is stuff that we learned a long time ago. Hope we haven't forgotten it. Number 9. And sometimes we have to remind ourselves.
I see a comment here. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. I apologize if you mentioned it. My connection went out. Is talib ism fa'il? Naam. MashaAllah. I did not mention it. Naam. In sentence number 6, hadha at-talibu mafsool. So we have both ism fa'il, talib, and ism maf'ool, mafsool. Thank you for that note. And in sentence number 6, we have a ism fa'il, at-talibu, and we have a ism maf'ul, mafsul. Naam. Sentence number 9. An Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma qala akhadha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bimankibi فقال كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل رواه البخاري. This is a hadith reported by Al-Bukhari رحمه الله عن عبد الله ابن عمر on the authority of عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما. May Allah be pleased with both of them, يعني عبد الله and his father عمر ابن الخطاب رضي الله عنهما. He said, that is Abdullah, the son of Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with both of them, he said, أَخَذَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِمَنْكِبِي, that the Messenger of Allah took hold of, أَخَذَ, took hold of my shoulder. And he said, كُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا, be in the dunya, in the world, كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ, as though you are a stranger, أَوْ عَابِرُ سَبِيلٍ, or one who is just passing along the way, a wayfarer. رَوَهُ الْبُخَارِي. Here in this hadith we have عَابِر, عَابِر, يعني اسم فاعل, from عَبَرَ يَعْبُرُ, عَابِرُ. And notice that this word doesn't have alif lam, nor does it have tanween. And generally the rule in Arabic is that a noun either takes alif lam or tanween. That's the sign that it is a noun and not a verb, that it takes alif lam, tanween. And here it has neither of them, and the reason for that is because of what? Yani, gharibun has tanween, aw abiru does not have tanween. And aw is a conjunction joining gharibun and abiru. Just like wow. Yani, the thing that's joined by a conjunction has the same ruling as what it's joined to. So gharibun is indefinite and abir is also indefinite, but it doesn't have tanween because it is muvaf. And we learned in book 1,
maybe lesson 5, al-idhafa, we said that the mudhaf, the first part of a construct phrase, never takes alif lam or tanween. Abiru sabilan, yani one who is passing by on a road. So it's indefinite, but it doesn't take tanween because it's the mudhaf. Okay, so in this sentence, in this hadith number 9, we have the ism fa'il abiru, from abara ya'buru, to pass by, to cross over. Number 10, qala ta'ala, Allah the Most High said, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله فالق الحب والنوى. That indeed Allah is the splitter of grains and fruit kernels. فالق يعني means the one who splits. اسم فاعل فالق. Now, so this is the last, I think we had this particular ayat or this sentence in the English key. Now, we had it in the English key. Allah faliqul habb wal nawa. Tayyib. So, this is the ism fa'il from falaqa yafliqu, and it is the last sentence of this exercise of identifying the nouns on the pattern of fa'il and the nouns on the pattern of maf'ul. And by the way, this ayat is from Surah Al-An'am, 5th Surah, ayat 95. 5th Surah, ayat 95. Now, طيب. Next exercise is exercise number 8. And this expression came in the lesson. So I think the Shaykh is bringing to our attention some yani introduction to the use of this type of verb. This is a type of verb that we haven't had before. It's from the Thulathi Mazid. We'll be studying some of them in the end of this level 3 course and the rest of them in the level 4 course. Yani the 10 forms of the verb. Mazid. Thulathi Mazid. So, exercise number 8 is ta'ammal ma yali. Reflect on what follows. Yani study it carefully. Examine it. Look at it. And learn. Yani, at least an introduction to this type of verb. Ishtara. Ishtara means to buy or to purchase something. The past tense form is ishtara. Yani, it's from shara. And the ta is the extra letter. Ishtara, to purchase. The mudari form, yashtari. Ishtara, he purchased. Yashtari, he does purchase, or he is purchasing, or he will purchase. And then the third form is the fi'l amr, ishtari, with a short vowel, without elongation. Ishtari means purchase this, buy this. Okay, so we have the madi, ishtara, mudari, yashtari, and then the fi'l amr, ishtari. And we'll be studying this form of the verb in the future in detail. This is just an introduction to it because it came in this lesson. Okay, so we have here 4 sentences. Yani, showing the use of this particular verb in its past tense, present tense, or fi'l amr form. Number 1. Become ishtarayta hadhihi as-sa'ata. For how much did you purchase this watch? Yani, how much did you buy this watch for? How much did you pay for it? Become, for how much? Or with how much money, dollars, pounds, or whatever, ishtarayta, you purchased hadhihi as-sa'ata, this watch. So this is the past tense form from ishtara, yani the alif maksura, and I don't know, it looks like there's something written on top of the ya. What, the 3 forms of the verb, yani under exercise number 8, ishtara, it looks like my alif maksura in ishtara, it looks like it has something written on top of it, a fatta or a shadda or something. In any case, there shouldn't be anything written on top of it. It should be ishtara. That alif maksura becomes ya when the pronoun ta is attached to it. Ishtara becomes ishtara, becomes ishtarayta, ishtaraytu, ishtarayti, ishtaraytum. Yani the alif maksur becomes ya. Become ishtarayta hadhi asa. And the second point I want to make concerning this is that hadhi is the maf'ulun bi, the object of the verb ishtarayta. It's mabniun because it's an ism ishara, and asa'ata yani is the bedal for it. And remember we said that the ism ishara, when it's followed by, and now with Alif Lam it's Bedal. So the Bedal has the same ruling as the Mubdal Minhu. Ishtarayta, hadihi is the maf'ulun bi, it's mabniyun, fi mahalli nasb, in the place where it should be mansub, and asa'ata is mansub. Walamatu nasbihi fatha. And you can see it's the sign of being mansub is fatha. Okay, number two. Mada turidu an tashtariya min al maktabati. Mada turidu. What do you want? An tashtariya, to purchase, min al maktabati, from the bookstore. Yani al maktaba means a bookstore, a library. If you're buying, it's probably you're going to a bookstore, not a library. Libraries don't usually sell books. Mada turidu an tashtariya. Here we see tashtari, yani the ya on the n has a fatha, and that's because it's mansub by the particle n. Mada turidu an tashtariya min al maktabati. What do you want to purchase from the bookstore? Number three. La tashtari hadha al mu'jama ishtari dhaka fa innahu ahsanu. And the meaning, لا تشتري, do not purchase, هذا المعجمة, this dictionary, اشتري, purchase, ذاك, يعني that one, فإنه أحسن, for indeed it is better. Few points we want to make here in this sentence. لا تشتري, يعني the original form of the verb, اشترى, we said in the beginning, right, اشترى, يشتري. So here we have أنت تشتري. But the ya, the elongation of the kasra of ra, is omitted. And that's because this verb tashtari is majzoom because of la. Which type of la makes a mudari verb majzoom? La nafiyah or la nahiyah? La nahiyah. La nahiyah makes the mudari verb majzoom. The sign that is majzoom is hadf harf illa. Yani the omission of the weak letter from the end. So originally this verb is anta tashtari. When it became majzoom, the ya is omitted, became la tashtari. هذا المعجم, هذا is the mafa'ulun bi. It's ism ishara. We said it's mabniyun fi mahalli nasb, in the place where it should be mansub. And al-mu'jam is the yani badal. So it's mansub wa alamatu nasbihi fatha. Then it says ishtari. This is the fi'l amr. Ishtari. اشتري ذاك, purchase that one, فإنه أحسن, for indeed it is better. Number four. قال تعالى, Allah the Most High said, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة. From Surah At-Tawbah, 9th Surah, 111th Ayat. Tremendous, tremendous ayah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna allaha ishtara. That's the past tense verb. Ishtara. Indeed, Allah has purchased. Min al-mu'minina. From those who have iman. Anfusahum, their selves. Wa amwalahum, and their wealth and property. Bi anna, in exchange for that. Lahum al-jannah. That they will have al-jannah. In this sentence we have ishtara, which is the past tense form of this verb. Naam. And we have anfus, the plural of nafs, and we have amwal, the plural of mal. Okay, that's the end of exercise number 8, basically introducing to us this verb ishtara, that's the past tense, yashtari, the present tense, and ishtari, the fi'l amr. Okay, after that, turn to page 47. And we go to the third point of this lesson after the ism fa'il and ism maf'ul. Third point of this lesson is ma al-hijaziyya. Point number 9, the sentence, or exercise number 9 of the sentence, ma ana bighafilin. I am not unmindful, unaware, inattentive. The teacher said to one of the students, I'm watching you. I'm aware of what you're doing. This ma in the sentence ma ana, hadihi ma an-nafiyatu. It is the a ma of negation, nafiyah. Wa hiya min akhawat Laysa, and it is from the sisters of Laysa. Yani is from those words that function like Laysa. من أخوات ليسا تدخل على الجملة الإسمية. It is enters upon, or it is used with the جملة إسمية, the nominal sentence. Just like ليسا. يعني it's used with a مبتدأ and خبر. فترفع الاسم وتنصب الخبر. So it makes the اسم, يعني the اسم of ما, it makes the, yani what was the mubtada and khabar becomes now, like laysa, it's used with a jumla ismiya, mubtada and khabar, the mubtada becomes ism laysa, and the khabar becomes khabar wa laysa, ism laysa is marfoon, and khabar wa laysa is mansoob, same thing with ma, this ma al-nafiyah, or ma al-hijaziyah. So what does it do? The mubtada and khabar become ism and khabar of ma, right? And the ism of this ما الهجازية is مرفوع and the خبر is منسوب. فترفع الاسم. يعني what was the مبتدا? It remains مرفوع. ترفع يعني رف. وتنصب الخبر. And it makes the خبر which was in the original sentence in the جملة اسمية which was مرفوع now became تنصب. Man, it makes it منسوب. Accusative. وتسمى, and this ما النافية, the ما of negation, it is called or named ما الهجازية. It is named ما الهجازية. The ما, يعني, of the people of Hijaz. يعني, that works the same way as ليسا. Used with a جملة اسمية, changes the مبتدا. Now as اسم ليسا becomes, or اسم ما الهجازية becomes, اسم ما هجازية is مرفون and the خبر of ما هجازية is منصوب, just like ليسا. So it says here what? ترفع الاسم makes it مرفون وتنصب الخبر makes it منصوب وتسمى ما الهجازية and it is known as ما الهجازية because it is the ما of the people of Hijaz that works like ليسا. So that ma is special for them. It works like laysa. So it's called ma al-hijaziyya. Nahu, yani an example of it is ma hatha basharan. Surah Yusuf, 12th surah, 31st ayat. Ma hatha basharan. This is not a human being. That's what they said when they saw Yusuf alayhi salam. Ma hatha basharan. Because of his, yani how handsome he was. How attractive he was. They said this is not a human being. This is an angel. Ma hatha basharun. Or basharan. Yani, so هذا is the اسم ما مرفوع يعني مبني in the place where it should be مرفوع في محل رف and بشرا is خبر ما الهجازية and the خبر of ما الهجازية is منسوب sign that is منسوب يعني علامة نصبه فتحة. The last thing that they said about ما الهجازية وقد يقترن خبرها بالباء الزائدتي. And sometimes قد يقترن, sometimes it may be accompanied by, يعني it's خبر, خبرها may be يقترن accompanied by the باء الزائدة, the باء that's an extra باء. For example, وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. Indeed Allah is not unaware of what you all are doing. Surah Baqarah, 2nd Surah, 74th Ayat. Here I just want to note that this is in linguistic any terminology. It's known as ba zaida, extra ba. However, we don't say that it is zaida in when it comes in the Quran. There's nothing zaida in the Quran. Every single word, every single letter in the Quran has a benefit, has some meaning or some yani use, some utility. It's used for something. It's nothing just extra. Okay, so in language they say it's ba'zaida. In the Quran, we don't say anything in the Quran. The speech of Allah is extra. It all has meaning, every single letter. Alright, so we just want to make a note that in this ayat, وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ, we don't say that B is za'ida. It's not extra, this is the speech of Allah. Okay, after that, yani that's the explanation of ma al-hijaziyya. Now it says, اقرأ المثال read the example that they give us. ثم أدخل ما الهجازية على الجمل الآتية. And then utilize ما الهجازية, or introduce or enter ما الهجازية upon the following sentences. The example first, أنت مجتهدون. You are a mujtahid, diligent, hardworking person. ما الهجازية, ما أنت مجتهدًا. Here, أنت is the اسم ما, مرفون, يعني it's a pronoun, so it's مبنيون في محل رف, in the place where it should be مرفون. المجتهدًا is خبر ما الهجازية منصوب ولم تنصبه فتح. ما أنت مجتهدًا. Okay, I see a question here. Let me just finish the sentence and I'll look at the question. Ma anta mujtahidan, you are not a mujtahid, diligent person. And then the other way it can come is with the ba. Ma anta bi mujtahidin. Any of the extra ba makes it majrur. Question says, I have a question regarding the ma al hijaziyah with laysa being min akhawatu kana. And ma is like laysa. Why is it not considered to be min akhawat kana? Yani, it's considered to be from akhawatu laysa, wallahu alam. In that, it's related to laysa. In that, it is used for negation in the same way that laysa is used for negation with the jumla ismiya. As far as kana, is used with the jumla ismiya, but kana, the akhawatu kana are not for negation. They all have different meanings. Laysa has the meaning of negation, and ma al-hijaziyya also has the meaning of negation, and that's why it's associated with laysa. Yani, it's considered to be from the akhawat laysa because it is associated with it in terms of negation. Whereas kana, yani, the akhawatu kana just means that all of these verbs act like kana, but they all have different meanings. Laysa specifically has the meaning of negation, wallahu alam. That is the relationship between ma al-hijaziyya and laysa, yani the association of the meaning of negation, and Allah knows best. Okay, so the example we had, anta mujtahidun with ma al-hijaziyya, ma anta mujtahidan, you are not a mujtahid, or ma anta bi mujtahidin. Okay, they give us three sentences that they want us to use, enter or utilize ma al-hijaziyya with them. The first one, ana qari'un, I am a reader. Yani, one who is able to read. Negation, ma ana qari'an, I am not a reader. Or ma ana bi qari'in, I am not a reader. Number two, nahnu tujjarun, we are merchants. From tajir, tujjarun, on the pattern of fu'al. Nahnu tujjarun, we are merchants. Negation, ma nahnu tujjaran, we are not merchants. Or ما نحن بتجار, we are not merchants. Number three, هو قريب, he is near, or he is a relative. ما هو قريبا, he is not near, or he is not a relative. Or ما هو بقريب. Okay, that's related to ما الهجازية, يعني performing in the same manner as laysa, being used with a jumla ismiya, but being used specifically with the meaning of negation, and likewise it can also take ba to make it majrur. Exercise number 10, and we're running out of time almost. We just have a few minutes remaining, so we're going to finish these last two exercises. And next week, inshallah, we're going to be going to a new lesson, number 5. Exercise number 10, hati mudari al-af'al al-atiya. Give the mudari of the following verbs. The mudari of the following verbs. So, yani, these are verbs that we can look up in the dictionary and see, yani, what is the letter of the mudari, yani, which the middle radical vowel, and we know that the mudari always begins with fatha. The first radical is fatha after the prefix, and the last radical is dhamma. The middle radical we can get from the dictionary. So, kafala, to take care of something or someone, or take the responsibility for something. Kafala. Yakfulu with dhamma. Yakfulu. Going down, ghafala, to be unmindful or to neglect or disregard or ignore something. Ghafala, yani the mudari, yaghfulu with dhamma. يَغْفُلُ. Going down, فَلَقَ. فَلَقَ, to split or tear something apart. فَلَقَ. مُضَارِ. يَفْلِقُ. يَفْلِقُ with كَسْرَ. The next column, أَسِفَ, to regret or to feel sorry or sad. أَسِفَ. مُضَارِ. يَأْسَفُ with فَتَّة. يَأْسَفُ. Going down, نَهَرَ. نَهَرَ, to scold or to, yani to scold someone. It also means in reference to water to, yani to gush forth. نَهَرَ, مُضَارِ, يَنْهَرُ. يَنْهَرُ with فَتْحَة. Going down, عَبَرَ, to cross or to pass over something. عَبَرَ, مُضَارِ, يَعْبُرُ. يَعْبُرُ with ضَمَّة. The next column, وَرَدَ. Warada means to come or to arrive, to appear, to show up. It also means to be mentioned, to mention. Warada, yani mudari, yaridu, yaridu, with kasra, yaridu. Going down, farra means to flee. Mudari, yafirru. Last column, sabaqa, to precede, yani to come ahead of someone or something. Sabaqa, yasbiqu, with kasra, yasbiqu. And the last verb here, سَلَقَ, with seen and قَاف. سَلَقَ means to boil something, to boil in water, for example. سَلَقَ مُضَارِ يَسْلُقُ. يَسْلُقُ with ضَمَّة. And the last exercise are for nouns, the plurals of nouns. هَاتِ جَمْعَ الْأَسْمَاءِ الْآتِيَةِ, the plural of the following nouns. يَتِيم, يعني means an orphan. Its plural is أيتامٌ. أيتامٌ or يتامى with ألف مكسورة. يتامى. The second word, قفلٌ, means a lock. It's plural, أقفالٌ. أقفال, like أولاد, like أولاد and أطفال and أعمام, on the pattern of أفعال. قفل, قفلٌ, أقفالٌ, locks. Jihatun means the direction. Its plural is the sound feminine plural, jihatun, directions. And the last word, abidun, yani ism fa'il for the one from abada, the one who worships. Its plural is sound plural, abiduna. Broken plural is ubbad, on the pattern of fu'al, yani with shadda on the ba, fatta elongated by alif, ubbad or abiduna. Okay, that's the end of the exercises. And the last thing we have is a chart on page 48 of the hand. And we see that the top finger, which is the thumb, is known as al-ibhamu, al-ibham. And the second finger, the index finger, is known as as-sabbabatu. As-sabbabatu, with shadda on the ba, fatta elongated by alif, and ta marbuta, as-sabbabatu, the index finger. And we also see on this index finger, the tip of it, we see the tip of it is called, yani the tip of the finger is called unmulatun, unmulatun, with dhamma, sukoon, and dhamma, ta mabuta on the end. Unmula, unmulatun. Its plural is enamel. Yani the plural might be more familiar to us, enamel, yani fingertip, the fingertip. Unmulatun. The third finger, the middle finger, al-wusta, with ta and alif maksura, al-wusta, the middle finger. The fourth finger, maybe known as the ring finger, al-binsiru, al-binsiru, yani with saad, al-binsiru. And the last finger, the small finger or the pinky finger, al-khinsiru, al Khinsiru or Khinsaru, the little finger or pinky finger. And then we also have in the beginning, yani on the bottom, with close to where the wrist would be of the hand, we have Al Rahatu. Al Rahatu. Al Rahatu means the palm of the hand. Al Rahatu. So this is a chart of the hand and the names of the fingers, what they are known by, the fingertip, what it's known by, and the palm of the hand, what it is known by. And this is the end of what we wanted to cover for today. And this is the end of this lesson. And so next week, in the next session, and for homework, Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we're going to be looking at the new lesson. So one should start immediately, even tonight, if possible. And you don't have to wait until tomorrow. You should start reading the English key for lesson number 5 and read the dialogue. And we're going to at least do some of the exercises for this coming session next week and the remaining exercises in the following week. So we'll take this lesson, insha'Allah, in 2 sessions. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for myself and for each of you that He grant us the tawfiq, success, the ability to do whatever we do for His sake alone and to do it in accordance with the authentic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to be able to distinguish that which is authentic from the sunnah from that which is not. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us success in knowing what is authentic from the sunnah and then doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone in accordance with the authentic sunnah, and that He recognize, reward, and record our good deeds, that He pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes, errors, and sins, and that He keep us firm, steadfast, yani al-thabat ala al-sirat al-mustaqim, on the straight path until we return to Him in a condition of being pleased with Him and pleasing to Him. Ameen.